You know, it's about time I have something fun and positive to talk about on this station. And you know, I was talking about this in the Polar Plunge just a little bit ago, that everyone can make a difference. But I wanted to talk to a business. It's a smaller business. It's fabulous, though. It's Bluegrass Farms in Armstrong. Terrific bed and breakfast. They also host events there. I mean, it's really cool. If you haven't been to Armstrong, BC, I'm telling you, put it on the map right now. And when you do, go and stay at Bluegrass Farms. But they have been supporters of Special Olympics for the last 4 years, and that's with a significant difference. So I thought we'd just change gears just for a sec. I've got Troy Slievert on with me. Troy, first of all, you know that everybody in Special Olympics knows your name now, so I'll leave that aside in Bluegrass Farms. I just want a quick one. You know, we're out to businesses all the time. Why did you decide to jump in and help?
You know what? It was really intimidating for me when I first started this, right? We are a little ridiculously cute little farm where we grow goats. Mm-hmm. And we actually started a bed and breakfast and that sort of thing. Why did we jump out to it is, even though it was a little bit intimidating at first, you know, we thought maybe there is a chance that we could make a difference. So we worked together and we started off, like, for our first year, we just did a 2-night stay. And yep. My wife actually happened to mention this to a few small entrepreneurs in town. The first year we had about 7 companies come and say, we're going to throw in for this great cause. The second year we had 20 businesses. Right. The third year, we actually, you know, we grew our business enough to start hosting weddings and that sort of stuff. So this last year, we actually did like a full wedding event. I think the biggest thing for us is we might be the small entrepreneurs, right? The little teeny tiny company. But the difference that all these companies have made to actually bring into such a worthy cause, it's unbelievable. And I don't know how to say this, but we did this because we had, you know, we wanted to make a bit of a difference. But, you know, there's lots of guys, I'm sure, driving around right now thinking, how do I get involved in that sort of stuff? You know what? Take the plunge, do it, because not only do you get to sleep really good at night knowing you're making a difference, but also, too, is like bringing the community together and stuff like this. You're going to really realize who is out there and who you want to actually do business with. Because if they're like-minded and big-hearted people, they're going to want to be part of this great cause. And you know what? It's going to build your business. It's going to make you sleep really nice at night knowing you're making a difference. And just the overall positive energy is unbelievable. It's really honestly changed our life. It's changed our business aspect, and it's really shown us what we can do as a community. And that's really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's community, you know? Well, so, boy, it's really made a difference for us.
It's funny. I'm just sitting here thinking, so I've been doing, you know, I've been volunteering. I've been chairman of Special Olympics, you know, and the executive forever, all of that stuff. You just summed it up better than I could after 25 years, because there's several things there. One is, I want people to hear that. Talk about taking a leadership role or stepping up and saying, I want to make an impact in my community, in my province, in my country, and getting other people together. So that's one thing I hear there. The second is, then people thank you for it. They say, hey, this is great. And that's, I just explore a little bit more that, because that's been my experience, is that when I tell, you know, it's one of the best things I ever told my kids to do, but other kids, go volunteer. And Special Olympics is a terrific place to volunteer. It's not a lot of time necessarily. Man, does it change their perspective. So I'm really big on that. But, you know, when your business steps forward, you gather around other businesses. It's such a wonderful message about our community. And maybe sometimes we feel a little discouraged about what's happening in certain areas of our country. Fair enough. I'm not getting into that. But I'm saying, what an anecdote or antidote to that. It's both. You know, that, you know, the people involved turn around and go, this feels great too. This is great for me, great for our business to be part of something so positive.
Yeah, it's. I really can't stress enough, you know, for all those guys, especially the young guys starting out in business, right? Like, it's terrifying, right? I am literally, you know, having a small business and taking a gamble and you know, investing in myself. It's like a white knuckled ride the whole way.
Yeah.
And this really is, It helps you with your confidence in being an entrepreneur, but it gives you reward because there's going to be nights where you're working till 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're thinking, oh, what is this all for? And then you get the phone call and it's like, hey, Troy, can we, depend on you this year for the Special Olympics? And it's all of a sudden all that stress, all that, anxiety, everything that comes with being an entrepreneur, it all of a sudden vaporizes because you don't think about all the long hours. You think about, wow, I am making a difference. And, there's going to be some athlete out there that gets to go to a golf tournament, gets to go swimming, gets a medal and sitting on the podium. And you know what? It's people that, step up to the challenge and actually be able to provide that for them, right? So it really is special. But the one thing I really want anyone out there listening is it doesn't matter if you're the little fish in the big pond. Step up to the challenge and you watch your whole life will open up and you honestly won't have a better feeling than making a
Well,
difference.
I literally can't say it better than that. But I also a big shout out to your wife too, Thea. You two got together, made this happen, and your partners there in Armstrong. Everybody else that Bluegrass Farms and again, I'm going to say I want that plug in there. You're in Armstrong. You're traveling this summer. You're making plans. They got a bed and breakfast. They got fun things to do there. They can go as far as hosting a wedding, and they'll be in a part of our Special Olympics auction, which I'll tell you all about coming up on June 15th, I think. That's off the top of my head. Don't test me on that one. Those are big numbers. But of course, we'll be talking more about that. But in the meantime, Troy, just know how thankful we are and how impressed I am that you're better at that than I've been. Thanks, Troy.
You betcha.